The self-concept begins to evolve early in life. Because we are motivated by the self-actualizing tendency, infants and children are drawn towards self-enhancing experiences. But as children develop a greater sense of self-awareness, there is an increasingly greater and greater need for positive regard, or the sense of being valued and loved by other people, especially from their parents. This fits with Maslow's need for love and belongingness coming before self-esteem. Many parents provide their children with conditional positive regard, the sense that the child is valued and loved as long as he or she behaves in a particular way or according to specific conditions of worth. The problem is that this causes the child to deny or distort their true feelings for fear of losing the positive regard. So if a little girl is scolded for expressing anger or a little boy for being sensitive, then they may begin to deny these feelings in themselves in order to get positive regard. Because of the fear of losing positive regard, they cut off their true feelings. And instead of a self-concept that's consistent with the real self, which of course experiences anger and sensitive feelings, the self-concept takes the form of an ideal self, which it doesn't include any of these things. From Skinner's perspective, which we'll get to soon, the reinforcement of behavior that is consistent with desired conditions of worth should be a model for ideal personality development. From Roger's perspective, it causes a state of incongruence, where their self-concept conflicts with their actual experience. And so later, perhaps in therapy, they say, "I just don't know who I am anymore."